Our next speaker is Richard Cooper, who's from Jews for Justice for Palestinians. They're a network of Jews in Britain formed in February 2002 opposing Israeli policies that undermine the livelihoods and human and political civil rights of the Palestinians. Richard.
Thank you very much. It is a great pleasure to be here today on behalf of Jews for Justice for Palestinians. We're here today to remember our Nakba, the catastrophe, the immense tragedy for the Palestinian people that accompanied the setting up of the State of Israel. It may have been long ago, but it is not forgotten. I want you to know that Jews across the world are increasingly standing up as Jews to say there will be no peace for Israelis or Palestinians while the occupation continues. There will be no peace without dismantling the settlements. There will be no peace without a just and fair solution to the refugee problem, for which Israel bears such heavy responsibility. There will be no peace while the separation wall remains. There will be no peace while the Palestinian population is harassed daily at checkpoints, shot at, bombed, subjected to targeted assassinations and collective punishments, month after month, year after year. There will be no peace while international volunteers and observers, many of them Jewish, are harassed, attacked, and even killed. We call on all Jews, and on all of you here today, to support all those Israelis who stand out against the Israeli government, opposing the occupation, and working for Israeli-Palestinian peace and dialogue, such as the Israeli peace bloc Gush Shalom, Physicians for Human Rights, who provide health care in the occupied territories, the Israeli campaign against house demolitions, Maxim Watch, which monitors Israeli army activities at the checkpoints, Tai Yush, which works with the international solidarity movement to protect Palestinian villages from ethnic cleansing by settlers. And first and foremost, we support the refuseniks, those Israeli soldiers who will not serve in the occupied territory. As Jews, we are all too aware of how Israeli actions are often presented as being done on behalf of all Jews worldwide, and how the Holocaust is used as a moral shield to dismiss any criticism of Israel as automatically anti-Semitic. It is precisely because we remember the Holocaust that Jews in Jews for Justice for Palestinians reject this and insist that Israel be judged by the same criteria as any other state. There are many Jewish voices. We are fighting for our right to be heard as Jews, and we will not allow our voice to be drowned by those who would hijack Jewish history in the interests of a greater Israel. Two things make the task of building solidarity for Palestinians in the Jewish community extremely difficult, and I want to say a few words about both. Violence against civilians and anti-Semitism. Both are contrary to the ethics of liberation and of any decent society. Both make Jews feel beleaguered and are exploited to encourage identification with Israel, Israel right or wrong, as the only one way of being Jewish. On the first, I merely want to say that we need to understand the outrage caused by the killing of innocent civilians of any country. It is unacceptable, no matter who carries it out. On anti-Semitism, it is emphatically not anti-Semitic to oppose the current policies of the Israeli government with its occupation and its settlement. At the same time, we need to be aware of the realities of anti-Semitism in the world today. Nothing reinforces a lager mentality among Jews more than giving the slightest support, even by just turning a blind eye, to any acts of anti-Semitism in the wider ranks of the solidarity movement. anti-Semitism is truly the enemy of Palestinian liberation. The PSC organizers of this rally have, to their credit, taken an uncompromising stand against it. Finally, if one thing unites all Jews, it is an awareness of our suffering and oppression down the ages, culminating in the Nazi efforts of extermination of an entire people in the Holocaust, the Shoah. But we cannot allow the sufferings of one people, our people, to become the reason or the excuse for oppressing another. We stand with the Palestinian people. End the occupation. Stop the ethnic cleansing. We say, as Jews, loudly and clearly, not in our name. Thank